Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Denise, look who's back. Master Gardener Jen Peterzelka back with us after a bit of an absence. Welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you. I missed you guys too. This is a whole lot more fun than staying home and, you know, cleaning the house and everything. So this is great. I'm glad to be back and out in the garden again.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be excited about the topic for today's show, Jan, but we're going to be talking about bugs. And I know bugs probably aren't that high on your important list.
Well, I'm not real fond of them, but it is important that we know the good ones versus the bad ones and how to preserve those good ones and treat for those that are kind of attacking our gardens. So this is a good topic to discuss today.
Well, Denise, you had received an email photo of a spider that I believe had invaded somebody's
house.
Landscape. Oh, was it the house?
It was the house. And actually, it was somebody that dropped off an insect sample to our office.
Okay.
And they did a really good job of preserving the insect, which I think is the number one clue, is that you don't want to bring in a little crushed,
yeah,
smeared insect and ask us to identify that. So there's a couple of ways if you're interested to find out exactly how to preserve an insect. And believe it or not, I mean, you have to rummage through your cabinets, find an old plastic container with a lid on it, a recycled butter container or cream cheese or something. And you can put the insect in there and you can trap it and freeze it.
Oh,
so
wow.
Throw it directly into your freezer. Entomologists do this all the time when they're making bug collections and those bug catalogs before they get pinned. So if you freeze it, it preserves it.
Interesting.
And then you're able to bring it into our office.
Label it, though, in case you don't
want to
toss it into your spaghetti or something.
Don't freak out your family. Make sure that they know that you're collecting bugs. And so you want to do that. If it's a soft-bodied insect and you want to preserve it, you can easily scrape it or take it off, you know, very gently off the leaf itself. Or you can actually throw the leaf into a little vial of rubbing alcohol.
Oh.
And preserve it that way. So those are the two major ways to be able to preserve insect specimens, to have them identified. Those are super helpful for us in the office to be able to key it out for you all. So, yes, so we had a spider come to our office in a little sample jar, and we had it identified, and it was a wolf spider. And it was nice. It was beautiful, about the size of a quarter, more or less.
It was very tarantula-like.
It was, exactly. But really, the person that had found it was kind of bothered by it because it was inside the home. So, you know, sometimes we have different thresholds as far as insects and what is okay outside, but then once they enter
the home,
it's a different ball game. Because, of course, we always want to make sure that, you know, our families are safe. So it is a predatory spider. So it's not going to be harmful to pets or kids or humans or anything. So the best thing to do is just kind of take that out of the house and throw it back into the garden where it can, you know, feast on other smaller, maybe non-desirable pests in the garden. So it's kind of fun to be able to take a look at that. And you know, sometimes we think about spiders and the first thing that always comes to mind is the black widows. Of course, we all know that those are definitely poisonous and they have their very characteristic egg sacs,
mm-hmm,
that can be dwelling in little corners or on the undersides of tables. So kind of keep
even
in mind.
Even under grills.
Yeah, everywhere. And they're mean. So for the most part, we have to make sure that we understand the rule that all, you know, insects, even though spiders are not insects, 5% of those are going to be harmful to us. The rest of them are all beneficial. So keep that in mind. And when we talk about this integrated pest management, that's really what we're doing is, you know, the chemical control is the last thing that you want to look at because of all of the beneficial properties that all of these insects have. So, yes, it's been an eventful spring now that the weather's warming up and there's,
yeah,
a lot of things coming off. And if you all have any, you know, questions, certainly you can email me a photo or you can take your photo or your specimen down to the county office as well.
Well, Master Gardeners are also every Saturday at the Artovino's Farmers Market. Would there be anybody there who might be able to assist?
Yes, and it really depends on what kind of insect it is, what kind of quality of photograph it is. So I try to preserve it as much as you can. Send it, you know, different ways, electronic ways, or just even talking to somebody at the farmers market. But yeah, try different ways to get it. Ultimately, the best thing is having a specimen that we can key out for you.
And if you have a good picture, another thing that you can do is to send it via our website. And there's a tab that's listed as Ask Us, and you can upload a picture of that, and one of our master gardeners, who's very good at that type of thing, will identify and get back in touch with you right away. And if not, he'll pass it on to Denise, and we can identify those things as we get that information. But it's very, very difficult when you say, well, it's got six legs and it's black. That's right. Kind of hard. We need better descriptors. Yeah, or fuzzy, or it has a big orange hourglass on it. Then that's a nice little descriptor, yeah. And we probably know that it's a black widow. But pictures are worth a thousand words when it comes to identifying these little creatures.
And, you know, speaking of pictures, the entomologist who was here in El Paso, he had set up a Facebook page called El Paso Bugs, yes. I believe. And that's, I think, a really great page to visit. Maybe you have one of those particular bugs that are identified on that particular site. So that's, another really great way to identify what you might have.
Right, exactly. And that Facebook page is categorized by different types of families of insects, so that if you kind of know where it belongs, then you can kind of scroll through the different photos. So, you know, Hymenoptera or Doptera, you know, all those kind of bug words. definitely, they're really beautiful pictures to begin with, and it's a really great resource for you all as well. But we do have also another website that, in case you're interested a little bit more about, you know, what's happening in the city bugs, there's a curator and an urban entomologist based in Dallas, and he's part of our Texas A&M faculty, and he curates citybugs.tamu.edu. He's a really great entomologist, and he looks at, you know, all kinds of insects on there. And, you know, when he's doing Master Gardener presentations, he's always talking about, look at the characteristics, look for those telltale signs of different types of insect damage. A lot of them are very obvious, and you get used to seeing them if you have certain plants in your garden. So we talk a lot about those half moon shaped, symmetrical kind of cuts, eating out cuts out of the out of your leaves. And those are definitely your leaf cutter bugs.
Yes. And they don't, they're not going to hurt anything. They're building nests, and aesthetically it may not look real great, but they're not going to damage your plant. And I think another thing that's very, very important is keeping your garden clean. And, you know, with spiders and stuff, removing obstacles, or, well, they're not obstacles for the spiders, but they may be obstacles for you, and keep your area clean so that they don't have a place to nest. Let them nest out in the beds or whatever, but do keep your area clean, and that will help, especially with tomatoes and so forth and so on. We recommend that you cut some of those bottom leaves off. Don't wet those leaves, and, you know, water down around the base. Mulching, all those kinds of things are really helpful to keep your garden tidy and sanitary, if you will.
Yeah, and that's certainly a really big component of the integrated pest management overall principles, is to be able to do a lot of cultural practices to be able to reduce the amounts of pest. And a pest could be anything. You know, it's not just limited to insects, to be able to keep those down in controllable rates as well. So, yeah, definitely, I think one of the biggest things is identifying what insect is making the damage in your plant. And once you know that, then that is easy, because, you know, there's a certain path or a course of action that you do to eliminate that. And sometimes it could just be, you know, as easy as not planting this plant next to another plant in the season. So you definitely want to make sure that you kind of keep that aware of when you do a lot of planting, especially a lot of vegetable planting or a lot of annual planting as well, plants that you're going to take out at the end of the season.
And I think another thing that's really important, Denise brought this up a minute ago, using pesticides and insecticides are last-ditch effort. We don't want those in our groundwater and so forth and so on. So, but there are times when you may have to use them. That's certainly a personal choice. But if you do, it's imperative that you read the directions and follow them to the letter. More is not better.
Just like when you're baking, right? It's
yes,
not going to cook faster if you put it up to 500.
Right. Don't, and don't add two teaspoons of salt. The same type of thing is true with these insecticides and pesticides. And like I say, it's not something that we advocate, but there are times when if your entire crop of, for instance, I got a picture the other day of the Western grape leaf skeletonizer. And I mean, that puppy can decimate a grapevine in a heartbeat.
Wow.
You know, we tried the soap and water and everything else. So it's one of those things, and it attacks other plants as well, some not as much as others. But so those are things to keep in mind if you do have to use those products. Be very, very careful with them.
Yeah. And a lot of times, too, you know, when we're talking about insect identification, sometimes I'll get photos from clients that there's multiple things going on with their plant, you know, so you have to look and identify them individually. A lot of times, one of the biggest pests in a lot of vegetable plants is going to be aphids. Mm-hmm. So the aphids have a lot of honeydew excreting from their bodies. And the first thing that people see are not so much the aphids, but they see ants. And they think they have an ant problem, when that's certainly not the case. So you have to kind of take it a couple of steps forward to be able to see that.
And the ants are feeding on the honeydew.
They feed off the honeydew, so they have this little symbiotic relationship mm-hmm. going on. But, you know, we're not tuned to look for aphids, but we know to look for a trail of ants.
Yeah, people sometimes make the logical jump saying there are ants that are killing my plant
exactly.
when it's not the ant.
Exactly, exactly. So that takes a couple of extra steps to be able to look at that. So that's why when we always talk about, you know, spraying off your plants, no matter what they are, a small vegetable plant to a large tree, is to remove that honeydew or essentially clean the leaves off your tree. And then so you can actually see what's going on underneath there. And then more than likely, you look on the underside and you'll see those aphids feeding on there. So clean off the leaves and then we can identify and then go forward. There's also a lot of great gentle types of chemicals that you can use in your garden. You have to obviously read the labels on those, but there's a lot of that are certified organic for people that are interested, you know, especially on edible crops. So look out for those. There's others that are only labeled for ornamentals. Non-edibles that are going to be systemic, mm-hmm. that are going to be taken up through the roots and then transported throughout the leaves. And when the insects start munching or sucking on the leaves, and that's when they get poisoned and they die. So, you know, you have to be, it's imperative to be able to read the actual label to kill the right bug for the right plant.
Mm-hmm. What about, I mean, I sometimes see insecticidal soap or neem oil, and I think those are pretty good for the environment.
They are. And you know what? Neem comes in a concentrated form, so you can add, you know, a couple of teaspoons, depending on the label, to a gallon of water. And it's a really great, gentle way to kind of kill a lot of insects as well. So, and it's botanically derived. It is labeled for organic gardens.
And I think we were talking about the aphids in the honeydew. I have a lot of people that will say, my roses have this shiny stuff on them, you know, and that's what that is. Mm-hmm. And we do recommend hosing those leaves off, but also be careful about when you do that. Do it early in the morning or late in the evening, because you don't want to do it in the middle of the day when it's really hot. That will then in turn burn the leaf. So, but that sticky shiny substance is the honeydew from those aphids.
Well, we'll be sure to put some of these links to, you know, the city bugs at tamu.edu. We'll put that on our website. We'll put the other Facebook page on our website as well, in case maybe people have any questions. You can call the Master Gardeners at 915-771-2354. That's 771-2354. And again, if you want to maybe preserve a sample of a bug, put it in the freezer. Just make sure you label it correctly. Well, Jan Peterzelka, it's great to have you back. And I think we're going to have
Norma.
You back next week as well.
Hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.